Hello, hello. It is the Love Uplifted Lady, and it is the wee hours of the morning. So I'm going to go ahead and say sorry if my voice cracks just a bit. But I am excited, and I had to share this topic with you today. So the topic of discussion is success needs support, but your support has to want your success. So yes, it's a little bit of a paradox there. I will explain it. Don't you worry. But I wanted to give you a little bit of a visual. You know, I am a girl that loves her acronyms, but I love to give a good visual story because I feel like it helps you really envelop what I mean so that you don't start seeing it like, oh, she's not talking to me. I want it to talk and speak loudly to anyone that presses the play button. So here we go. The visual that I want to set for you is actually a construction site. So I don't know how many of you guys have been on a construction site or have seen, you know, when you walk by or when you drive by a huge project in your town, you'll see one big name out there for the advertising construction work. And you might see some little names underneath it. And I want you to think about those little names are really what helps build the big name. It's like the big name is the contractor, but that subcontractor is willing to get the work done and let the contractor take the credit for it. How crazy is that? But that's what we do in life. And you know, even with our success, we sublease our success out to our jobs, to our careers. And even when we're entrepreneurs, if we go about it the wrong way, we are subleasing our success to a job because we're no longer doing it for us. We're still doing it for, you know, the gram and the likes and the ad payments or whatever it is. We're creating so much stress because sometimes when we step out on entrepreneurship, we want to do it alone. We're like, oh, you know what? I've been with so many people. I don't feel supported. I'm closing down. And you know, there are certain times that you do need what I would call like a defragment period from any place that you're going into or you're going through or you've been from. I feel like you do need a time to defragment yourself, but you need support. But there's a difference in just having any support. So I wouldn't say go out there and talk to your friend that is low, that's lowly all the time, that you are building up more than they're building you up because they might not have the information you need in order to help you succeed. They might want your success, but they're not going to be able to encourage you to get to it or be able to encourage you through what it takes to get there. So again, not just having any support, but knowing that your support has got to want your success and whatever trajectory you're moving through, whatever your goal is, that support's got to want your success. But also, climbing to success alone leads you feeling like you are literally alone. So what does it matter if you have $1 million in your bank account, if the entire team is being used by a concept that you no longer believe in? Then you're still just setting yourself up for a failure. And you've got all these subleasers sending out and kind of like being the mailboys for a concept that you don't believe in, which will lead to you feeling a dis-ease in your life. And dis-ease is exactly what it is, a dis-ease in your life. And you know, eventually you'll be waking up in the middle of the night thinking about why am I doing this? Because there's no calling in it. If I will tell you this, one of the key reasons and ways that you'll know that you are not in the right place is the continual pull for you to leave it. It is a continuous thing. It's not like going to pop in your mind once and you have to like jump on it. It is going to continue to eat out of your heart. You're going to, if you are religious and you pray about the strength that you want in your life, you're going to see God even show it to you in the birds. You know, he's going to show it to you in the ground, in the grass. Just so many ways that you're going to know that where you are at is not for you. And it doesn't matter if the people that you're there with see your success, because seeing it and believing in it and wanting it is a completely different thing. So, you know, I consider it in certain jobs, I would say definitely healthcare, wellness, physical fitness, healing, counseling. A lot of these jobs, we are subleasers of our own success. You know, we've gone out there, we've done the work, and we're willing to give our information to help someone else grow. Know that when we do this on an individual standpoint, whether it's a patient, a client, one-on-one, you are able to help them with that success. And every place that you see them grow, you are a product of their success, but they are the product of their own success. So right there, you are giving support, but yet you're feeling supported because what you're doing is working. So even in the work we do, we can create success if our whole heart is in it. But one thing I will tell you is we can sublease our success to other people. And when they don't really appreciate it, when they don't really notice it. Pass only when it fixes their crisis, we start to become underfed. You know, it's like showing up at the table with a plate in front of you and no one's feeding you. It is great to be the subleaser for someone else's success, but if they are not supporting you while you are trying to get yours, and I don't mean in a monetary, I don't mean create, you know, these huge bonuses. It is not always money, how your success is being able to, I would say, reciprocate it back to you. That is not always what we need. You know, I used to think that growing up, having jobs, staying there longer than a year, getting the bonus. I was like, man, you know, whether the bonus was 25 cents at some jobs, which wasn't a lot, or a dollar or $5, whatever it is, somehow that kind of like boosted the morale for you to show up to work. You're like, for another year, I can get through it because I'm going to get an extra $50 at the end of the check once they busted up with my taxes, right? But you know, even in that was the incentive. That was the incentive to like show up for another year. It was like, I might be able to become a thousandaire at one point, that I can actually keep some of the thousands that are going into my bank account. But there are other ways that we are subleasing our success, and it becomes emotionally draining to us. I'll tell you, in my last career, I gave way too much, and it was my own fault. And I don't feel like if I would have given any less that I would have felt like I did less, but it was that need to succeed. And you know, it started out as a personal goal. It started out as me actually getting hurt almost 3 years ago, getting ready to train for a different ultra, falling, coming into my house, and you know, really hurting almost every section of my body, you know, from my hand and wrist when I fell to my shoulder, my knee, my ankle. And it really like got me thinking. So when I finally could run again, you know, I took a little small 3 mile run, and I could just hear God saying, get ready. You know, I remember still to this day, like it gives me, you know, goosebumps to think that I raised my hands up in the middle of that run, and I was thinking about, you know, getting ready for what? You know, what is it? You know, when I think about God and my relationship I have with Him, it is straight up, y'all. Like, we have some real good conversation, and I see Him in all things. So I know when He says get ready, that it's a real thing. And it, you know what He says and how I feel, it's not getting ready for like the rest of your life. It's just getting ready for a period of time that you're going to be somewhere. And I think that because I took off that need, that like every blessing He puts me in is a permanent place, it's made me be able to see my life as the wave that I want, the wave of success, because success has to have a wave. It does not just peak. It is not a tsunami, because it is one. We know that tsunami waves, as big as they are, eventually crash. So, you know, really be thinking about that as you move forward. But, you know, as I was in that place, this job posting popped up, and I'll never forget it. You know, I wasn't looking for this job. I had my studio running. Even with the fall, I was doing great with one-on-one, but you know, I was wanting more. And I didn't know why. This was not my comfort zone. This is something I'd never done before. Thinking about sending someone an application and an interview video, like still to this day, like my hands are shaking. I've gone back and rewatched that video a couple of times to see the growth that I've made in that time. And it's astronomical. But in the place that I was in, I jumped in because I was like, wow, like this is God calling me to go all in. Like, I'm going to give everything. And then as I continued to give everything, like, my clients were so happy. I internally was so happy. And then physically moving around and watching some of the ways that things were being done and finding out that it wasn't aligning with who I really went to be. You know, that's the thing. When you're working or subleasing your success, the person you're subleasing your success for can change at any time. Now, the thing is, when you have personal goals or you've crossed personal mountains, there are certain things about you that you aren't willing to change. My love of life, my heart-led value, I'm not willing to change. So no matter where I'm at, I'm going to give that. It doesn't matter if I'm getting treatment less than that, I am going to give that. And that's a staple that I find that's good in me. And that's why I know when I'm not feeling that tug and I'm doing all the things right, that I need to move, because that is no longer a place for my growth. And sometimes what looks like a failure in someone else, you know, what can leave a pain point for someone. When I walked away from this position, I cried for weeks beforehand. You know, I knew the physical and the mental ability of my grandmother and even my father. And, you know, as I can tell you, moving away now, it's been about 2-3 months coming up here in a couple short weeks. It was the biggest thing that I'd ever done. And I think it was the biggest thing I ever done because it was the most I had ever put into something that wasn't my own business. And, you know, when you go like balls to the wall for people and you put it all out there and you sublease that success, and then they change what their message is, you have to decide, do you become someone that's going to change who you are for just a contractor who, you know, at the end of the day, if they lose their business, you're gone too? Or do you decide that, you know, your value is going to always be more important? Your wave of success has to have a conductor, and you are the conductor, but you so very much need support. So I want to drop just a few little tips on how you can make sure that your support is correct. Because if we don't have the correct support, we are not showing up with the mindset that we need to be successful. You know, we'll take certain peaks, but then we will fall back down. So one thing that I will tell you is find a friend that can do something well that you need help with. Like if you are not a morning person, if getting up and hitting the snooze button is your jam and you want to stop doing that, get a friend who works a job where they're already up at 4 o'clock in the morning. You know, for me, I'm a morning person, but you know, I'm like a 6 a.m. morning person. My mom's like a 2 o'clock in the morning person, but she also works at 4 a.m. So if I ever want to hear a good word, like, and I know I need it, like my mom is someone who gives me that support because she wants to see me be successful. She will send me the information I need at 4 o'clock in the morning, whether my phone is turned up for it or not. It's like that person knows I'm not a morning person, but I need that love. So I set out for help and I was seeking help from someone that already can do that for me. Don't ask the friend at work who already shows up late every day if you guys can be accountability partners. Because I'm telling you, you're not going to be accountable to one another. And if you feel like their support or your support to them is lacking, you no longer have the same friendship. Then the friendship's kind of based off on the negatives that you can complete together rather than the positives that you can ensure one another. So find an accountability partner that does something well already. And then, because I know it's not a one-way street of taking, I want you to then think about some strengths you have. Like sit down tonight and think about like, what things do I do easily? And maybe it took you some time to learn it, but what are some things you do easily that you might could reach out and support someone else with? Maybe you are really good at meal prepping. You're like, dang, you know, when I meal prep, I am that girl. Maybe you go on your Facebook and you're like, hey, I'm meal prepping on Saturday. I'm gonna set a camera up in my kitchen. Anybody that wants to watch or has any problems, like go along with me and ask any questions. There you are able to not only take support in order for you to get success, but you're going to give support in order for someone else to get success. So then that paradox makes sense. Number three is going to be really settling yourself in to what you know about you and starting with what you know about you. We know the areas that we're lacking in. I think sometimes we don't know the areas that we are already successful in. I think for a lot of us that are overachievers, we start with what we want to achieve. And sometimes when we start our day or our mind or our business with, you know, I want to achieve this, I'm already not good at this, then we always feel less than. If we start the day with, you know, I've already succeeded here, I just want to amplify it. You know, I think of a karaoke machine or a table turner, DJ table, sorry, that's what they call them now, a DJ table. And I think about the amplifier that, you know, when you have that sound barely muddling, if it's loud in the room, you can't really hear it. But if you turn that amplifier up, it takes the sound above the barrier. And I want you to think about that. Sometimes we need someone to help take us above the barrier. Sometimes you are the barrier in your own way. Yes, I'm going to say it again. Sometimes you are your own barrier. We put cement walls up when we need see-through fences. Yes, it's okay to let somebody in. Yes, you still do need boundaries. I'll be the first one to tell you that you need boundaries with your spouse, you need boundaries with yourself. Because again, if you do not support the habits you want to create success, you are not going to be successful. If you don't have people that understand the boundaries of who you are during your success, you are not going to have success, and that will not feel like support for you. So I just wanted to encourage you, you know, to get to know yourself a little more, to reach out and ask someone to help you that is already fully capable of what you are asking them to do. And then in those places, you can grow together. Also share who you are, like what your strength is, share it with someone else, encourage them to find success. You know, this has been one of the longest podcasts that I've done yet, but it was so important for you to understand why success looks different on other people and why sometimes what people see as your glorified view, what you take the pictures of, the smiles you have in certain places, and really how they feel with you. It's like, how could you ever walk away from something so great, but they don't see your heart. And my thing is, when my heart, my mind, my body was consistently pulled. And like I was telling you, God is my main man. Jesus is, you know, that reason for my season. He talks to me, and he talks to me through my own eyes, but he'll also talk to me through other people's eyes. You know, and the people that know you the most, my biggest support systems, when they start asking me, are you okay? I know that there is something going on, because everything in life should be a confirmation when someone else is bringing it to you. God, I don't believe, brings you anything blindly. You're not going to be the blind and the deaf man and you suddenly get sound and then everything you hear sounds so different from what you believe. No, God brings confirmation. So usually you feel it, you hear it, and then you start to really, really see it. And once you start seeing it, then you cannot tell your eyes and your ears that they're both wrong. You've got to start stepping into it. Because for me, I can get physically ill. I get to a part where he's like, if you don't move, I will move you. And I know that. And I know that I don't want to put that pressure on myself to perform. I want to put the pressure to have purpose. You know, I was listening to my pastor, Stephen Furtick, as I'm part of the E family, and he was talking about an amazing verse. And I have to go back and get that verse verbatim because it is so important. But he was talking about one of the disciples and how the disciple had to know for himself that it was more important to step away from what others thought as impressive, to lean after something for himself that was important. And that is what life is about. The impressions are great. It is so great to leave an imprint on someone's life, but to leave an imprint on someone's life when you feel like you have not done them the service that you could, that to me just, I don't handle it well. I want to give 100% of who I am. If you've ever worked with me before, you will know that I am true in what I'm saying, that if I tell you I'm going to do it, I try my hardest, and I'm the first one to say that I'm wrong if I'm wrong. And I think that that's one of the biggest keys to success, is not only saying that, you know, I want to be right, but accepting when you're wrong, taking, you know, some positive criticism along the way from the support that you're going to gain, but knowing that they need one another, support and success. They have got to be friends holding hands. You need support in order to succeed. You don't want to climb to the top of the mountain by yourself. And you also don't want to climb to the top of a mountain that's not yours and climb someone else all the way to the top and find that they don't have your support in mind, yet you're only supporting them. So I want you to think of the difference on how you see your life unfolding and what success means to you. And right now, thinking about, what is support to you? What does it feel like? What do you feel like when it's right? And, you know, how will you know it's wrong? And sometimes it's going to take sitting down with yourself. As much as I've been talking about support, sometimes we need to sit down and quiet the noise to decide, you know, what is it going to take for me to get where I say I want to get to? What does success even look like for me? Sometimes success is just starting with a positive attitude every morning, and finding out that we are not as in control as we think we are. We can only just strive to be what we hope for. And it does take support. And I will tell you, I've had some of the most amazing contact with women in the past 2 to 3 years. And then I started going back and I'm like, man, I've had some of the most contact for the last 10 years since I've been a trainer. And then I go back even further and I'm like, man, I had some really awesome impact when I was a nurse. It's like, if you start to go back, you always had a positive impact, whether you were 15 pounds overweight, you know, whether you were, you know, at the pinnacle of getting every certification you want, or whether you flunked out of the class. There are points in your life that you can find success in, and I want you to be able to do that. So this week I've been talking about miracles, as this is kind of like the miracle miles of March for me, or the miracles of March for you guys, as you share your miracles with me. But I wanted to leave the acronym here in this episode so that you can always hear it. So miracle, broken down, M is for the momentum that you need in order to succeed. That I is going to be for the incentive that you need to place on your goals in order for you to keep showing up with them. Your R is the revelation. You know, how will you relive this moment? What will you look like at your end goal? Your A is going to be for the action. So not only are we getting movement, movement is the start with momentum. The action is the completion. Just keep moving. C is commitment. You have got to stay committed to what your goal is, whether you're doing the minimum goal or you're taking the maximum goal and effort. You have to apply some type of effort every single day. Even rest is effort sometimes. L is love. You have got to lead your life and other people's life and your support and your success with love for yourself and everyone that is involved. And when you don't feel a burning love in your heart for the people in your circle, you got to let them know. No. know. And E is energy. You have to bring forth an energy that is wanting and warranted of the success you want. If you are ho-hum on yourself every turn that you have, every time someone doesn't click an ad you have, every time the sale isn't made, you will never feel like you're worth the support you're going after. I will tell you this, if you speak the message that is of your heart, God will send you the people that need to hear it. And it won't be today, it might not be in 6 weeks, and that's okay, but He will send you the message of success that you need, and He will send you the support. But you have got to get out of your own way. You have got to stop subleasing all of your energy for someone else. Because if you give all you have to someone else, if you give every single tip and tool to someone else, if they shut down them, if they shut down the support to you, if they're no longer standing there, what can you give to yourself? Are you in a non-compete with who you are? Will someone be able to say, you can never do anything because I did it for you? And that's never the case. If you learned something, bravo for you. If you stuck around too long, that's great, but get moving. If you need success in your life and you're unaware of how to get support, I am here. So if you're listening to this message, feel free to message me, DM me on the Love Uplifted Lady for Instagram, and hit me on Messenger at Angela P. Midget, as well as, you know, on any of the platforms or even my email. I love to be able to help people feel supported. I know what it's like to be a 100% giver and really finding it hard to be a taker. And I want you to be able to take and give on the same level. So I'm so excited to see your growth as you lean towards getting support towards your success and making towards that your success has support. I know that your Love Uplifted lifestyle is out there. You just have to be willing to go and get it. Okay.